This week I want to look at a number of halachot associated with the mitzvah of Ner Shel Shabbat, the mitzvah of lighting Shabbat candles. This is a mitzvah midrabanan, which was instituted for purposes of Kavod Shabbat, honouring Shabbat, as well as Oneg Shabbat, enjoying Shabbat. And as Chazal say, that part of the motivation is because of Shlom Bayit, in the sense that a person shouldn't be stumbling around their house in the dark on Friday night and tripping over all sorts of furniture and the like, which would ruin their Shabbat. There is discussion amongst the Achronim as to how it can be both Kavod Shabbat and Oneg Shabbat. Some of the Achronim make the suggestion that one part of it is where the candles are lit for the meal, and the other part is where the candles are lit elsewhere in the house so that you can see. Interestingly, that some of the Achronim say that where the meal is Kavod and the rest of the house is Oneg, whereas others say it's the other way around, that where the meal is, it's Oneg and the rest of the house is Kavod. That Rav Soloveitchik made the suggestion that's brought in the name of other briskers, the Griz in particular, that in actual fact, Kavod Shabbat is that you have the candles lit at the beginning of Shabbat when Shabbat comes in, and Oneg Shabbat is that they're burning during the course of the meal, and that way you fulfill both of those requirements. That's the Poskim all point out that it's primarily the woman's mitzvah to light the Shabbat candles, even though this is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon everybody. It's a mitzvah on the household, which is fulfilled by the Baalat HaBayit. That's why is this specifically delegated to the Baalat HaBayit? So two reasons are brought in the Poskim. One is because that she's Metsuya BaBayit, that women are more likely to be at home at that stage on Friday afternoon than men are. And even in a contemporary society, I think that will often be true with the last-minute Erev Shabbat rush, that the man of the house is often run out already to shul to catch mincha and kavalat Shabbat. Women who less often come to shul on Friday nights will still be at home, and they'll be able to light the Ner Shel Shabbat just before Shabbat comes in. Also, it's suggested that that Adam HaRishon, that was regarded as Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam, the light of Hashem, that, and Chava extinguished that light with the sin in Gan Eden, and therefore as a result of that she has responsibility for rekindling that light. The Poskim bring number of different opinions as to how many, or different customs as to how many lights should be lit. That's min hadin. There's only a requirement to light one. Nevertheless, the Shulchan Aruch says that the minhag is to light two candles, Keneged Shamor and Zachor, corresponding to the two ways in which the mitzvah of Shabbat is given in the Torah. Once we're told that we should remember Shabbat, and once we're told that we should observe Shabbat. That's, however, the Poskim mention other minhagim as well, that some people light seven candles corresponding to the days of the week. Mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah also mentioned some people light 10 candles. That's corresponding, obviously, to the Aseret HaDibrot. That's the B'nai Yisachar, or Yisaskar, actually mentions the minhag of lighting 36 candles. Why 36? Because the original light that's in Gan Eden, that's burnt all the way through the day of the sixth day, that's from the morning of the sixth day, all through the sixth day, and burnt the whole way through that first Shabbat, and only was extinguished at the end of that first Shabbat. So there's 36 hours of light, that's, and to correspond to that, that's, there is such a minhag to light 36 candles. Many people do have the minhag of lighting candles corresponding to the number of members of the family. That's interestingly, even though this is a widespread minhag and various explanations are attempted to give, it's not found in any of the classical poskim, not in any of the Rishonim, not in any of the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Some of the contemporary Achronim of the last generation also try to suggest reasons why that might be the minhag, but it's certainly got no textual basis at all. It's hard to know exactly how far back that minhag goes. Question asked by some poskim with regard to the minhagim of lighting more than two candles. So if the candles are supposed to represent Shamo v'Zachor, then what do we do if we're lighting more candles? And some suggest that in actual fact there should be, you know, special candlesticks for two of the candles. That's to represent Shamo v'Zachor, and then all the rest are lit in different candlesticks to show that they're a tosefet to the main mitzvah. Adkan.